More news stories now, including shocking statistics of abuse of ambulance staff, and a community is feeling unsafe after a man is stabbed in their area. But first, a Norwich family paid tribute to their much-loved son.
Fred Riseborough was 24 when he died of germ cell cancer. He was a man who loved his beer and loved his checked shirts. Although his family have lost a son and a friend, they hope by sharing the former Helston High and Eastern College student's story with the creation of a new beer, the former Anglian Water engineer will be able to save lives by raising awareness of testicular cancer. Toby's Tipple Fred's Check has been created by the Norfolk Brewhouse in partnership with It's On The Ball Testicular Cancer Charity after friend Amy Shaw shared the idea with Fred's family and reached out to the brewers. Germ cell cancer is the cancer which causes testicular cancer, but in Fred's case it grew in his chest cavity. Just 7 months later, on May the 1st, 2018, he died after his lungs could not cope with pneumonia. It's On The Ball is a Norwich-based charity founded in 2013. Their aim is to raise awareness of testicular cancer and to provide support to those affected and their families.
More and more young people, and even children as young as 11, are getting addicted to gambling as wagering money online becomes easier, according to a Norfolk expert. It is a worrying trend that is growing in the country, according to Councillor Nuno Lietau, who provides support for gambling addicts from the Norwich branch of Break Even, a GamCare counselling partner. A survey conducted by the Gambling Commission in November 2018 found 14% of 11 to 16-year-olds had spent their own money on a gambling activity in the week prior to taking part in the study, which equates to around 450,000 children nationally.
Ambulance staff in the region were assaulted on average 3 times a day last year, it can be revealed. East of Anglian Ambulance Trust, EEAST, released the figures as the service took a tough line against those who abuse those on the front line. Last year, the Trust launched its Don't Choose to Abuse campaign, highlighting the violence often levied at crews trying to treat patients. And now, as the first convictions under the Strengthened Assaults on Emergency Workers Offences Act start to trickle through, the Trust has emphasised its commitment to protecting staff. EEAST staff faced 1,117 incidents of abuse last year. And Dorothy Hosine, Chief Executive at EEAST, said, "No one should have to face abuse as part of their job. But when ambulance crews and call handlers, who are there to help, are abused, it's totally unacceptable. Some members of our staff have reported that they receive some form of abuse almost daily. This can have a cumulative effect on people's well-being, and part of our campaign is telling staff that if they receive abuse from members of the public, they will be supported." Amanda Roach, 46, who insisted she be called Mrs. Salim Khan, is thought to have been the first person in Norfolk to have appeared in court charged with the new offence of assaulting an emergency worker. Under the new Act, those who assault emergency workers face up to 12 months in jail. However, Roche of Westwick Street, Norwich, who was charged with assaulting 2 police officers, was jailed for just 6 days.
A shortage of retained firefighters in Norfolk, with more than 50 vacancies across the county, has prompted a recruitment drive to ensure the county is properly protected. Of Norfolk's 42 fire stations, 39 of them rely upon on-call firefighters, of which there are 468, to keep communities safe. But there are shortages in all but 11. And if that means crews cannot go out, appliances from further afield have to attend incidents, increasing the time it takes to get to fires, crashes and other emergencies. A national week-long campaign to recruit more retained firefighters was launched, with fire chiefs in Norfolk hoping it will plug the gap in cover. On-call firefighters must live or work within 5 minutes of a retained fire station, and many juggle their life-saving work with other careers. Retained firefighters are paid for being on call and carry an alerter which lets them know when an incident occurs, and on average, on-call firefighters earn £7,000 a year. Firefighters are also paid per call-out and for all courses, as well as their weekly training session. There is no upper age limit, although the minimum age is 18. There is a particular shortage of female firefighters and those from ethnic minority backgrounds.
Neighbours close to where a man was stabbed in a communal area of flats say they need security and are afraid to go out at night for fear of drug dealers. Officers were called to the Goodman Square area of Norwich following reports a person had been stabbed. Police and emergency services attended, but the victim had fled from the scene by the time they arrived. Two teenagers from London were arrested on the street nearby, and officers went on to force entry to a top-floor flat in Freeman Square on the junction of Old Palace Road and Higham Street. A man had been admitted to hospital with stab wounds, which is not thought to be serious. The attack occurred on the doorstep of Robert Parfitt and Pauline Ives, who have lived in Goodman Square for 22 years. "This has been the worst 2 years we have ever had," said Miss Ives. "We have been trying to get secure doors in the block, but they told us there are other areas which need it more. Now something like this has happened." Two teenagers from London were assaulted on suspicion of assault, possession of an offensive weapon, and possession with intent to supply Class A drugs, and they both remain in police custody.
A Norwich homelessness charity's Christmas street collection has raised the highest amount in 29 years, with a record of £34,500 collected. Volunteers for St Martin's Housing Trust took to the streets during December to raise cash for the cause which supports homeless people in Norwich. Dr Jan Sheldon, its chief executive, said, "We are delighted to record the best ever Christmas street collection figures. The trustees and I extend our heartfelt thanks to the many volunteers who gave their time to help with our collection and to the public for their donations. We could not do the work we do without them. Norwich is bucking the national trend and reducing the number of rough sleepers. This would not be possible without the local support we receive." Money from previous year's collections was spent on extending hostel facilities to accommodate an extra 7 rough sleepers at the charity's Bishop Bridge House Hostel. But the hostel is still often full, and more accommodation and support for homeless people is desperately needed, the charity says.
Now to our first feature, read by Sarah Lusher, about a dog haven that is celebrating 21 years of finding man's best friend, new homes.